Welcome back. Today we're doing one of those mixing moves that doesn't sound flashy when you describe it, but it completely changes how your drums feel in a track. Glue compression for jungle and drum and bass drum buzzes, built from scratch, using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to route a drum group, you're comfortable with EQ8, and you've used compressors before. What we're aiming for is not make the drums quieter. We're aiming for that invisible hand that makes chopped breaks feel like one cohesive drummer. Because in jungle, you've got fast transients, ghost notes, edits, and wide dynamics. If you just slam a compressor, you'll flatten the snap, wash out the hats, and your groove will suddenly feel kind of slow and stressed. So the main goal is controlled peaks, more perceived density, and one unified kit vibe, without losing the front edge. Alright, let's build the whole thing. First, set up the source so the lesson is realistic. Create a drum group and name it Drum Bus. Inside this group, make a few tracks. One for your main break, call it break. One for extra hats or shakers, tops. One for an extra snare layer. And optionally a perk track for rides, little bongos, extra ghost bits, whatever your loop needs. For the break itself, you can grab any stock break loop you've got from a live pack. Or, even better for this lesson, take a loop, right-click, and slice it to a new MIDI track so you're actually working with jungle-style edits and inconsistent hits. That's where glue compression becomes super obvious. Quick arrangement coaching note, make an 8-16 bar phrase where your edits get busy, but also plan a couple moments where you drop something out every 4 or 8 bars. That matters because a compressor breathes differently when the arrangement density changes. If everything is full on all the time, the compressor never relaxes and your drop won't feel like a drop. Now gain staging, because this is where most glue compression sessions go wrong before they even begin. On each drum layer track inside the group, add utility first. Use it like a trim. Bring each track down so it's peaking roughly around -12 to -6 dB. Not a strict rule, but a very healthy target. Then click your actual drum bus group channel and check its meter before any processing. Aim for peaks around -6 dB. The reason is simple. Glue compressor reacts to level. If your bus is already roaring, you'll think the correct settings are aggressive settings, and then you're stuck chasing pumping, dullness, and weird cymbal splash. Next, pre-EQ the bus. You're going to feed the compressor better food. On the drum bus insert chain, add EQ8 as your first real processor after any utility trim. Start with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. That ultra-low rumble is mostly not musical in breaks, and it will absolutely trigger compression in a way that makes everything else bounce. Then check the low mids. If the loop feels boxy or cloudy, try a wide dip, maybe 1 to 3 dB, around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it gentle. We're not sculpting a finished mix here. We're making the compressor respond to the groove, not the mod. If it's harsh, especially after we start compressing, you might later do a small dip around 4 to 7 kHz. And optionally, if the break is a bit dull, you can do a tiny air shelf up top around 10 to 12 kHz. But be careful. Jungle hats can go from exciting to painful in about half a dB. Now the main event. Glue compressor. Put glue compressor right after EQ8 on the drum bus. Let's dial a classic jungle glue bass line. Think of this as the default starting point, not the final answer. Set attack to 3 milliseconds. Set release to 0.1 seconds. Or you can try auto if your break is pretty consistent. Set ratio to 2 to 1. Say 4 to 1 for when you specifically want it to sound clamped. Turn makeup off for now. We're going to level match manually. Turn soft clip on. This is huge for jungle because it can tame random spikes, especially snare spikes, without needing to crank the ratio. And leave dry slash wet at 100% for now. We'll do parallel compression properly in a minute. Now lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on average. Not maximum, not occasional, average. If the meter is barely moving, it's not doing much. If it's living at 5 dB, you're probably crushing the loop unless that's the exact vibe you want. Here's what to listen for, and this matters more than the numbers. You want the snare and kick to feel connected to the loop, like they're part of one performance. Ghost notes should feel a little more audible, not because they're louder, but because the overall envelope is slightly more controlled. And the loop should feel denser while still having that initial snap at the start of hits. Now we tune attack and release for DNB tempo. At 170-ish BPM, everything is happening fast. So if your break loses punch, That's usually attack being too fast or too much gain reduction. If the snap disappears, try increasing attack to 10 milliseconds. That lets the transient through before the compressor grabs the body. Or, just reduce how hard you're hitting it. Raise the threshold so you're back closer to 1 to 3 dB reduction. If the break feels too spiky, inconsistent, or like it's poking out randomly, go the other direction. Bring attack down to 1 to 3 milliseconds. And consider a slightly longer release, like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, so it holds the kit together a bit more. But don't guess release. Let's do a proper release groove test. Loop a busy tubar section with ghosts and edits. Set attack where you like the transient. Now slowly sweep release from 0.05 seconds up toward 0.3 seconds. There will be the point where the groove suddenly feels like it leans forward and rolls. That's what you want. If it starts to wobble, or the groove feels late and lazy, your release is probably too long for that pattern. Next coaching move, level match like a grown-up. This is non-negotiable if you want to actually learn glue compression. With makeup off, add a utility at the end of your drum bus chain and trim the outcoat so when you bypass glue compressor, it feels the same loudness. Because louder always sounds better for about 5 seconds, and then you realize you just overcompressed your drums into cardboard. Okay, main bus glue is set. Now we get the bigger breaks without losing punch trick. Parallel compression. Create a return track and name it Drum PAR. On this return, we're going heavy because we're going to blend it under the dry drums. Before the compressor on the return, add EQ8. This is one of the best upgrades you can make because parallel compression loves to smear hats into a constant hiss. On that EQ8, do one of these approaches. Option 1. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz with a gentle slope so the parallel is mostly body and bite, not fizz. Option 2. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz so the return doesn't add mud, just presence and sustain. You can even do both lightly if needed. Now add glue compressor after that EQ. Set attack to 1 millisecond, release to 0.1 seconds or auto. Ratio 4 to 1 or even 10 to 1. Lower threshold until you're getting something wild like 8 to 12 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's the point. Soft clip on. Then optionally add saturator after glue on the return. If you want extra density, keep it subtle at first. Now go back to your drum group and send it to drum PAR using the send knob. Start low, maybe around minus 20 to minus 10 dB on the send, depending on how hot your project is. And blend the return in until you notice the loop gets fatter and more stable, but the transients still feel like they belong to the dry signal. If suddenly your groove turns into a noisy carpet, pull the return down. Parallel is sneaky. It adds up fast. Now optional spice on the main drum bus. Drum bus. Place drum bus after the glue on the drum bus. This is a very DNB move, but only if you use it with intent. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%, and be careful because crunch can instantly make cymbals brittle. Boom off or extremely low. Brakes can get tubby if you let boom hype the low end. Transient plus 5 up to plus 20 can bring back snap if glue soften things. And use damp to tame fizz, often somewhere up around the upper highs. A great workflow move here, if glue made your snare slightly dull. Don't instantly add a huge high shelf. Try transient plus 10 on drum bus first. That often restores bite in a more drum-like way. Now, cymbal splash control, because compression often reveals problems you didn't know you had. If after glue and parallel your hats feel sharp or splashy, do not just keep turning the whole drum bus down. Fix the tone. Put in a QA after glue, or after drum bus if you're using it, and try a gentle dip 1 to 3 dB around 6 to 9 kHz. If it's hit specific harshness, you can use multi-band dynamics lightly. Just let the high band catch the loudest splashes, maybe 1 to 3 dB reduction. The goal is control, not a de-esser effect. And here's a big principle. Don't brighten first and then compress hard. Compression will exaggerate brightness because it brings up sustain and room tone, which is where harshness lives. Now a more advanced coaching concept. Glue compressor has no built-in sidechain high pass filter, but we can still stop low weight from driving the glue. Inside your drum group, split things into two subgroups. One called LOW for kick and tom weight, anything you want stable. One called MID/high for break, hats, snare crack, the stuff that defines the drummer feel. Put most of your glue compression on the MID/high group, and then sum both groups back into the main drum bus. That way, the cohesion happens where it matters, but the low-end weight stays predictable. This is especially important in heavier DNB where the kick and sub relationship is sacred. Another pro move, Preserve slice articulation with microtransient control. If you're using chopped breaks and you feel like bus processing makes the edits blur together, put drum bus on the break track only, not the full bus. Use a small transient boost there so the slice edges stay defined. Then let the bus glue do what it's supposed to do. Tie layers together. Now arrangement-based glue, because this is the secret weapon. Compression behaves differently depending on how dense the pattern is. So use arrangement to help the compressor stay musical. In your drop, keep break and tops consistent for a solid 8 bars so the compressor stabilizes. For fills, pull back the parallel send or mute tops for a moment, then bring them back. That makes the return of cymbals feel huge without actually raising peak level. And consider automating the glue threshold slightly, maybe 1 to 2 dB more compression in the drop for density, then ease off in versus so it feels open. You can also do New York Dynamics instead of New York Volume. Mini. Automate the send amount into drum PDAR. More send on fills or on the last two beats of a phrase, less send when hats are already busy. That gives excitement without permanently thickening everything. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can catch them fast. If your snare loses crack, you overcompress the main bus or your attack is too fast. If you're using super fast attack like 0.1 to 1 millisecond on the main bus and wondering why it feels flat, that's why. Fast attack is a creative choice, not a default for jungle. If you didn't high pass the bus before compression, low junk is probably making everything pump. If you used makeup gain and didn't level match, you might be liking the louder one, not the better one. And if your parallel return is too loud, your groove turns into hiss and mid-range fog. Blend it lower than you think. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can do in about 15 minutes. Set your project around 174 BPM. This audio version is shortened for playback.